Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Hello! This is Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy.
It's the plumber.
Anal. Anal.
Oh, there's chicken nuggets!
I just came my face off so hard.
Ron.
Anal.
Ron.
Anal.
Who is it?
Ron.
It's the plumber.
Plumber?
You're watching.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
You're watching.
Oh, God, love me!
I didn't call a plumber.
You're watching. You're watching.
Your rectum.
No! This is Ron Jeremy. You're watching Distorted View.
Oh.
Distorted View.
This is the male penis here, right?
Distorted View.
Have you ever seen anything like that before? Look at that.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, January 15th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Olympic baby tossing. Plus, why you shouldn't drink unleaded high octane fuel. And black magic sex. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. All right, let's cut the shit. I do not have time for small talk bullshit. Got a very important Sextastic Tuesday to get to. It's a long one. For those of you who don't know what the bit is, basically, I just read you an erotic story, a novella. It's not to titillate you. I'm not some sort of pervert trying to get you off. No, no. These stories are art, and they should be treated as such. Jane Austen, Shakespeare, Fuckstick for you. All wonderful authors. But I ask you this, how many Shakespeare stories have you found on the panty-pooping message board? None, exactly. Jane Austen isn't well represented there. Only Fuckstick for you. Okay, there are a couple C.S. Lewis's on there. Sextastic Tuesday is simply a bit where I read you an erotic story, but this being Distorted View, naturally, they aren't what you would call vanilla. And today is no exception. Let's get into it right now. It's a story called Charlie and Vince Get Dirty. Oh, man.
It's sextastic.
18-year-old Charlie was horned up for the coming weekend. He hadn't showered for the last week. All right. You know where the story's going. And was conscious of his own ripe pits. Underneath his ripped-up jeans, Charlie's jockey shorts were stained yellow at the front from a mixture of piss and smegma. Whenever Charlie rolled back his foreskin, flakes of white cheese was coating his cockhead, and the smell would waft up into his nostrils and make his cock twitch. At the rear of his... Really, it would cause me to gag. At the rear of his jockeys was a long brown smear. Not that Charlie had shit himself, at least not in the last few days, but he hadn't wiped properly, so every time he scratched his butthole, the stain increased and left Charlie's finger smelling of raunchy hole. I love it when Sextastic Tuesday stories get right in to the meat and potatoes. You know, they don't pussyfoot around with a lot of backstory. No, no. This guy has brown shit stains on his underwear, his finger smells like ass, and he has dick cheese. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday. Charlie was speeding his car at over 100 miles per hour up the motorway from London, trying to get to his 20-year-old brother's Vince's house as fast as he could. His cock was hard in anticipation of what was waiting for him there. Vince in the same raunchy, filthy state as himself. Finally, Charlie arrived. Vince came to the door in only his tight white briefs. Like Charlie's, Vince's underwear was stained yellow from piss and smegma. Charlie couldn't wait to get inside and dropped to his knees at the door, pulling out his brother's semi-hard cock, licking from his sweet sour balls and up the hardening shaft. Charlie then took his bro's cock into his mouth. Here we go. He sucked Vince's cock without pulling back his foreskin. His taste buds picked out the flavors of piss and cheese, obviously covering the tip of his brother's foreskin. I love how he was able to pick out the subtle nuances of different flavors of the cock. Yes, piss and smegma. It's a delicate bouquet. Vintage dick cheese. This would go well with a nice Merlot. Vince leaned back against the doorframe and relaxed. His little brother was about to get his first drink of the night. His bladder muscles relaxed, and a hot stream of piss started to fill Charlie's mouth, making him sputter unexpectedly. Charlie soon controlled himself, determined not to waste his brother's yellow nectar, despite that rich amber color trickling down my throat. Nectar of the gods. That would actually be my porn name if I was like a slut that was into like water sport porn. It'd be Amber Nectar. Yes. So, you know, Vince is pissing in this guy's mouth. His brother's mouth. Charlie, of all the weird shit happening, let's not forget they are brothers. Yes. Piss was soon overflowing from his mouth and pouring down his chin, soaking his sweaty t-shirt. Vince pulled out his cock and continued to pee, spraying the younger brother's face, soaking his hair, and then back to his face. I just see it, like, happening in slow motion. You know, like in like those cheesy 80s movies when the hot chick gets out of the pool and it's in slow motion and she's like wiping her wet hair and she's dripping? That's how I see it happening. Except it's with piss. I want this whole story to be in slow motion so I can savor every second of it. Vince flicked his cock, shaking drips of piss onto Charlie. He then pulled back his foreskin, revealing a large clump of dick cheese, right at the base of his cock head, in a nice coating all over the rest of the head. Over the smell of piss, Charlie could smell the raunch of his brother's cheesy cock. Now, if you set aside how disgusting smegma is, it sounds like a tasty product. Cheesy cocks!
Dick and Nuts!
By the makers of Dick and Nuts, exactly. Thank you, Alexis. She's on board. Cheesy cocks are just like cheese puffs, except they're made with white cheddar, so it looks more like smegma. Look for that on your grocer's shelves soon. The first Distorted View product, Cheesy Cocks. All right, he knelt up and took the cock in his hand and gently licked a tract across the top of the helmet. The bitter smegma set his taste buds alight. But, wow, very well written. But before he could start to lick the rest clean, Vince pulled his now fully hard 9-inch cock from his brother's mouth. I thought this took place in London. They should not be using inches as a form of measurement. It's one for the gaff squad. I don't know. All right, so he took his 9-inch cock from his brother's mouth and disappeared inside the house. Charlie followed and walked over to Vince, who was taking a swig from a can of beer. He wrapped himself around his brother's warm, smooth, toned body and took a drink from the can. On the counter was a pile of pizzas. Interesting. Great, because you know that something has to happen with this pizza. They wouldn't have mentioned it otherwise. If one of these guys gets fucked by a piece of pizza, greatest Sextastic Tuesday story ever. Grinning at his brother, knowing what he had in mind, I know where this is going, he reached over and took his first slice. As Charlie was eating, he slid his free hand down the back of his bro's briefs and started to finger his dirty hole. Vince moaned through his pizza-filled mouth and leant over and kissed his brother full mouth. Okay, that sort of makes sense. Yes, as they started to kiss, pizza swapping between their mouths and also dropping on the floor, Charlie pulled his hand from the back of Vince's briefs and slid two fingers between their lips, getting them wet with saliva and pizza. He then slid his hand back down the back... Jesus Christ. I'm like a tard. He then slid his hand back down the back of his brother's briefs and relocated his hole. Right where he left it. As he slipped his wet finger inside the ass, he instantly felt the warm, soft turd just waiting to come out. I love the word turd. Very funny. And how do you know it was a turd? It might just be a piece of pepperoni that was stuck on your finger. Disgusting man. Charlie groaned into his brother's mouth at the thought of it stretching out the hole as Vince crouched over him, feeding him shit straight from the source. He pulled his finger from his bro's hole and slipped it into his mouth as he continued to kiss Vince. The slight taste of shit tinged his tongue, making him want more. He broke the kiss and turned Vince around, sinking to his knees at the same time. Vince leaned forward onto the kitchen top, Charlie prying the firm buttocks apart. Leaning forward, Charlie could smell his brother's hole, the ripe smell of shit filling his nostrils, making his cock throb. Really? Because my cock would be like, He leant forward more and flicked his tongue over the tight ring of muscle, making it twitch under pressure. Bob Evans.
Bob Evans. Bob Evans.
There certainly was pressure being pushed down on him. Turd. Giant fucking turd. I wouldn't want to be under that kind of pressure, quite frankly. All right, Vince here is getting a little tonguing from Charlie. Vince relaxed his ass, letting himself open to his little brother's tonguing. As he relaxed, a slow, silent fart eased from his hole directly into Charlie's mouth. Charlie moaned and pressed forward, pulling the cheeks apart, allowing him deeper access. With his lips clamped around his brother's hole, Charlie worked his tongue inside Vince's ass. Just inside was that lovely hot turd. The taste stung his tongue. Charlie started to suck. And with that, Vince started to push. As Vince's ass relaxed and pressed out the turd, Charlie kept his mouth wide open, feeling the shit slide over his tongue until it reached the back of his throat. Wow, it's quite a turd. That was probably a what? 3 on the Bristol stool chart, then moved his mouth away from his brother's body as yet more shit slid from the hole. Vince's ass contracted, cutting off the turd. He turned and knelt, bringing himself level with his brother. He stroked Vince's cheek and then leant forward, taking the free end of his turd into his mouth. Aww, they're sharing a turd. That is love right there, I think. As their tongues started to work into each other's mouth, the shit started to mash inside their mouths. Charlie swallowed, letting the thick, wet shit slide down his throat. Charlie pulled away from Vince, grinning a big, shitty grin all over his teeth, watching as his brother grinned back, chewing on the shit in his mouth. Vince opened his mouth, revealing his brown tongue. Oh, letting shitty saliva drool from his mouth. Suddenly, he closed his mouth and then spat, sending a thick gob of shit into Charlie's face, leaving the shit in place. Why would you wipe it off at this point? I mean, they started to kiss and play with the shit that had fallen to the floor earlier. Vince suddenly reached down and squeezed Charlie's ball hard. A wave of nausea passed through Charlie's stomach. Vince slid his finger into Charlie's mouth and pushed then to the back of his throat, continuing to squeeze on his balls. Charlie urged and then spat bile into Vince's hand. Let's introduce vomiting into this. Wiping his hand over Charlie's cockhead, Vince pushed his fingers back into Charlie's throat, making him gag. Suddenly, Charlie threw up. Puke spewed from his mouth, splattering into Vince's lap, coating his hard cock and balls. A second small wave of vomit came up. Vince clamped his lips to Charlie's, taking his brother's puke into his own mouth. They kissed as Charlie shakily reached down and started to wank Vince's vomit-coated cock. The acidic puke made Vince's cock sting. Oh. Vince pushed Charlie's head down to his groin, making him suck his own puke from his brother's cock. Vince started to thrust his cock into Charlie's mouth, sliding in deeper and deeper. Puke was building up around Charlie's lips as it was slowly removed from Vince's cock. The acidic fluid was giving both Vince's cock and Charlie's mouth a hot burning feeling. Vince's cock pulled out, paused for a second, his rock-solid cock twitching in front of his brother's face, then let a hot stream of clear piss spray out the shaft into Charlie's face. Charlie opened his mouth, letting the pee wash his puke from the mouth. I guess that would be the one time I would think piss would be okay. If there was, you know, if I had someone else's puke all over my face, sure, wash it off with your piss. That's fine. What could possibly happen next now? Pukey piss had pooled under Charlie's ass and in the crease between his balls and inside leg. Vince pushed his brother's face down to the floor and ordered him to start licking it clean. Charlie knelt and obeyed his big brother's order, his tongue dragging against the floor, picking up piss, shit, puke, and dirt. As he set to work, Vince crouched behind him, then shoved his thick cock up his brother's dirty ass, using the mix of puke and shit still remaining as lube. Charlie groaned in pain and pleasure from the intrusion. Vince slammed his cock as deep as he could, shoving Charlie across the floor. Just hear him squeaking across the floor. While fucking him, Vince was also choking Charlie. Sure. After a couple of minutes of intense pounding, Charlie's surroundings started to go distant as he got closer and closer to passing out. When he thought he couldn't take it anymore, he reached to his brother's strong arm and tried to pull himself free, but to no avail. Vince carried on pounding his ass, and just as Charlie could take no more, shot his thick cum deep inside Charlie's ass. Both brothers got their release. Vince shot his load, and Charlie suddenly gasped air deep into his lungs. Vince was still pumping his cum into Charlie as he collapsed onto him. As his cock deflated, it slowly slipped from his brother's hole. Charlie's ass twitched, squeezing shitty cum from within. He farted and felt more spray out onto Vince's crotch. I believe we have some audio of that.
Yeah, lick it, baby. Yeah. Oh my.
There you go. There's a couple of cum farts to choose from. Pick your favorite. Yes, he farted and felt more spray out onto Vince's crotch. Charlie needed release, but knew his brother was not about to allow it. His time would come later this evening. To be continued. That, my friends, is your disgusting Sextastic Tuesday story for January 15th, 2008. Now, my freaky deekies, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Alright, before we get into the news, quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Today we've got an extended show for Sideshow members. You also get full access to the DVR archives, plus exclusive shows, videocasts, and so much more. Superfreaksideshow.com. Support the show. Got three quick stories for you today. First up, this one comes from Connecticut. A toddler has died. Oh, hold on. Let me get my studio audience laughter ready. A toddler has died from... It was a little premature, but still, kind of funny. It's leading up to something funny. A toddler has died. The audience is just anticipating the hilarity. A toddler has died from a severe head injury. See, already funny. He suffered when his babysitter swung him around in a sleeping bag for fun, and then it accidentally hit a wall. It just keeps getting funnier. Elijah Gask, who was just barely 19 months old, it's like one of those Olympic discus throwing things. Yes, he was barely 19 months old. He was brain dead at about noon at Connecticut Children's Medical Center after being injured Friday evening in his home on Main Street. The boy was kept on life support overnight as doctors prepared his body for organ donation. The babysitter, Yalene Torres, 25, of Hartford, Connecticut, was charged with risk of injury to a minor. Well, it's more than just risk. He was injured. Badly. His brain was. He was fucking brain dead. Risk of injury. Yes, and reckless endangerment early Saturday morning before the boy died. Police said additional charges were expected. Maybe manslaughter. Baby slaughter. She remains held on a $500,000 bond. The boy's mother, who is single and works during the day, met Torres because they live in the same building. Neighbor said the charges came as a surprise. She was very good with kids, said Guillermo Romero, a neighbor. When I see her with kids, they seem perfectly fine. A little dizzy, but perfectly fine. So you would trust her as a mother, said Darnell Evans, also a neighbor. Other residents who live in the same building said Torres recently broke up with her boyfriend, rendering her batshit crazy, apparently, and required medical attention for depression. The boy's grandmother, Deborah Needham, told Eyewitness News that her daughter regrets leaving her son with Torres. Really? Well, she ended up killing him. I don't know. Regret seems like not strong enough a word. Yeah, what can I say? I regret leaving her with my baby. She killed him. I regret it. The end. Period. Quote, she put my grandson in a sleeping bag and she swung it around her head and she let it go and let his head hit the metal door frame, fracturing his rear skull. What the grandmother said, so poetically. Hartford Police Sergeant Edward Yargo told the Hartford newspaper that the incident was an accident, and Torres was not trying to harm the child. How the hell can you explain putting a child in a sleeping bag and then swinging it over your head and letting it go? He was just trying to practice her nunchuck skills. Second story we have for you today, a man who believed he had supernatural sexual powers killed his partner's best friend. Ooh, would he kill someone with his supernatural sexual powers? His dark rod of procreation. David Maxwell Shepherd, 38, was jailed for 19 years after admitting to murdering Melissa Mayfield at her Bosley Park home in Sydney, Australia. Ms. Mayfield, 29, died in the hospital 4 days after being throttled in her home as her two young daughters lay sleeping just meters away. The bizarre details of the murder were made public for the first time today. Ooh. I'm in. Let's hear some freaky shit. There was a guilty plea by Shepherd's de facto wife, Angela Wells. She's the one that spilled the beans, apparently. Wells was due to stand trial for murder today, but prosecutors accepted a guilty plea to the lesser charge of being an accessory after the fact. All right, so just to recap here, this crazy guy, David Maxwell Shepherd, killed Angela Wells' best friend, right? Shepherd met Miss Mayfield through Wells, and the three of them bonded over a shared interest in the supernatural. Shepherd told the deceased that he had psychic powers and that he could remove her bad demons by sleeping with her. Who would fall for that? I'm going to try that. I'm going to set up a 1-900 number, take out some advertisements. Have you been suffering from bad luck? Bankruptcy? Loss of job? Troubles in your relationships? It could be demons. Hi, I'm Tim Henson, and I'd like to fuck the pain away. Call me right now for your free sexual consultation. I'll pound the evil spirits out of your pussy, your ass, or your mouth. Only $2.99 a minute, and no pullouts. Call now. Ms. Wells also said that David Shepherd could give her pleasure, and that if she had sex with him, all the evil spirits would go away. Shepherd and Ms. Mayfield slept together a few times, but soon she became afraid of the hysteria of his beliefs and tried to sever contact. Bad move. Well, honestly, it was him who severed the contact. The contact between your head and neck. Ooh, ba-dum bump. Shepherd would call her on the phone and say such things as, "Don't go to work, you're going to get killed, and something bad is going to happen to you." Shepherd told police he heard voices, including one named Johnny, which Wells also heard. Cuckoo. Shepherd was jailed for at least 15 years with a maximum of 20 years, which is due to expire in 2025. Final story we have for you today. It's a real short one. It comes from Berlin. This is really Distorted View's Dumbass of the Week right here. A German man in the northeastern town of Grossgottems, I don't know, was being treated for serious burns Monday. Why, you ask? Well, he accidentally set his apartment on fire when he mixed up a bottle of gasoline with alcohol he was drinking. The 56-year-old apparently grabbed the wrong bottle and took a swig from the gasoline flask, then spat it out when he realized that he made a mistake. The gas hit a lit cigarette, sparking the huge fire and ruining his home. Man's name was not released. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies. For some reason, I think the voicemail service wasn't working today because I did not get one voicemail. So I had to dig deep within the archives and find some voicemails that I missed. So please, if you have something to say or just want to say hi, voicemail is 206-666-4463. All right?
Hey, is Don on the phone? Because he wants to order the chicken choya for lunch.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hitting a lot of Distorted View lines there.
Hey, Tim, I've been thinking about some ways you can get a little bit more publicity for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
It occurs to me, Henson08, it's a good idea for a gag, but if you shift gears and instead of running for the presidency, you run for a House or Senate seat in your state, then you actually might have a chance of getting on the ballot as an independent.
Really?
No chance of winning, realistically, but... Can you imagine
Don't say that.
All the free publicity when Fox News finds out about Distorted View and its host running for a congressional seat?
Oh, I should.
Seeing all,
I think I can do that, right? Because my age, I think I'm okay, right? Do you think you only have to be, or do you have to be 30 to do that? I don't know.
Oh, Tim, I'm so sorry I left that hateful message about you not having a fucking show on that you promised us. Let me introduce myself. I'm Stonehead204, faithful listener for 6 months. I get a charge out of your daily fee rate of cards, homosexuals, blacks, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I went off so bad was because I had a little card trying to sell me chocolate cluster bars today. And he looked just like you. And he had an award, a little glass thing, with his little chink girlfriend with him, with his cheeks all puffed out. Kind of looked like a picture on your Distorted View fucking show. For a minute, I almost thought it was Mini You.
I want to stop this, but I'm entertained.
Where's the fucking shows? You've been really fucking tardy. I understand the Christmas holiday.
All right.
Hey, Tim, it's Andrea Grossner, Laura from Philly. I would just like to point out that your imitation of a woman coming, a man being tasered, and a cat in heat are basically the same thing. Play back. You'll hear the similarities.
Very good.
Hey, Tim, on Tuesday's show, you talked about the dude who killed his girlfriend and ate her. And
last Tuesday.
God told him to do it. Yeah, the chick lives down the street from me.
Wow.
Kind of weird. And my English teacher taught the dude.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it?
Hey, I was just wondering if you ever heard of the BME or BEM. I think it's BME.
Yes, yes. And I can't play it on the show because it's gross things like people, you know, beating their dick up with a hammer and shit like that, or putting needles in their dick hole and shit like that, but it's just set to music. There's no usable audio. So that's why that's not played on the show. Duh.
Hey, Tim, I want...
This is an audio program.
Give a shout-out to my friend, Zach Lee. He's my neighbor. And he's only listened to the Store Review for like 2 episodes, so I wanted to get him... properly acquainted.
Well, thank you very much for introducing someone new to the program.
Hey, Tunes, the original underage listener and future presidential candidate, Nick from Connecticut here, and I just had a great invention that I thought you might try and sell in your store if someone doesn't steal it from you.
Oh, I think we played this yesterday on the show.
Like a martini shaker. Yeah. The shaker is
a baby.
Inside a plastic baby doll.
Yes, I thought that was a wonderful idea the first time I heard it. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, of course, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. As in, oh, God, I'm pushing out a turd that I want you to suck on, and then I'll suck on the other end, and then we'll kiss and have shitty teeth together. Brotherly love. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all when I wish you in my mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all when I wish you in my mouth.
There it goes. Yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just keep pushing that shit out. Push that shit out.